CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The FDA is telling doctors to advise pregnant women not to use Tylenol because of its active ingredient, acetaminophen, and a potential link to autism. But ABC's Steve Osunsami says
leading medical groups say that there have been dozens of large studies over the decades, and not one of them found that acetaminophen causes autism. They worry that pregnant women will now be afraid to take the drug, even when they have a fever, which they say can be more dangerous for the baby.
The White House says it stands behind Border Czar Tom Homan, who says he did nothing criminal or illegal amid allegations he accepted a bag of cash during a sting operation. President Trump speaks at the UN General Assembly today. France became the latest U.S. ally to recognize a Palestinian state. Israel's prime minister says Israel will react. And Jimmy Kimmel's show returns to ABC tonight after Disney suspended the show for almost a week over Kimmel's comments made about Charlie Kirk's death. Disney's the parent company of ABC News. This is ABC News.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Administration have announced $1.3 million in grant funding for coastal communities across the state. The funding will go to local governments, regional planning commissions, universities, and nonprofit organizations for projects that enhance public access, address contamination issues, and support educational efforts. A number of Northwest Wisconsin organizations will receive a portion of the grant funding, including the Northwest Regional Planning Commission and the City of Ashland. A pair of Democratic state lawmakers have introduced a package of legislation seeking to combat the spread of chronic wasting disease. As hunting seasons begin to open across the state, State Senator Jeff Smith and State Representative Jenna Jacobson introduced three bills to provide additional funding for deer testing, chronic wasting disease research, carcass disposal sites, and an education campaign. Since the disease was first detected in Wisconsin in 2002, over 8,300 deer have tested positive for chronic wasting disease across 60 counties. Rice Lake area residents gathered at the River Church on Saturday for the inaugural Walk for Lives fentanyl awareness event. The first iteration of the event saw a number of speakers sharing information on the dangers of fentanyl while organizers distributed free Narcan to residents. A representative from the Barron County Sheriff's Department also spoke at the event, warning residents of the uptick they've seen in overdoses involving fentanyl and methamphetamine mixed together. After the speeches, residents took part in a two-mile walk through the city. A stretch of land in Douglas County will soon become part of the country's longest national scenic trail. Over 300 acres of land was purchased by the National Park Service over the summer to relocate about 30 miles of the trail, linking Patterson State Park to the Douglas County Forest. When completed, the North Country National Scenic Trail will span nearly 5,000 miles across 8 states from North Dakota to Vermont. About 210 of those miles will run through Wisconsin, and about 140 have already been completed. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers lose on the Late Show. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Padres beat the Brewers late last night, 5-4 in 11 innings. Out on the West Coast in San Diego, with the win, the Padres able to secure a spot in the postseason. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked after the game, what did he think about his guys' effort battling into extra innings, even though they've already won their division?
Fantastic. I mean, it was great. It was great. We did so many great things. And I'm proud of our guys for not just showing up and saying, well, we've clinched a bye. We won the division, and showing up and playing as hard as they did. That touched me. I mean, I really thought it was special. I know guys are disappointed we didn't win. I am too.
NFL. The Packers getting ready to play the Cowboys this week on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay, the Vikings, and Lions now all with a record of 2-1 after Detroit beat the Ravens last night 38-30 on Monday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Buzz of the North, 96.9 WBZH. Hayward's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog through mid-morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows near 50. On Wednesday, some clouds to start, then increasing sunshine. A nice day with highs right around 70. Right now, it's 57.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
My problem is I don't ever eat fish fries, so when I do it, I overdo it. I ordered a large perch, ate everything on my plate, and I felt like I wanted to die. And now I don't want to eat fish again, maybe ever.
I know it's a staple to get breaded fish, but if you don't get the bread on it, you know, you can kind of get away with eating more.
I'm not trying to gain weight for football here. I'm like, I just want to have a nice meal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, unfortunately, more PFAS are showing up in Wisconsin's duck population. David Drake will be here to break that down and what that means. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinair on Air.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on this Tuesday morning, September 23rd, 2025. It is another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, where the leaves are starting to turn, and they'll be falling before too much longer on this first official day of fall, first full day. And it's nice to have you here up north from wherever you're spending your mornings, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network or all the many places through social media, through the app, website, and so much more. Nice to have you along on this Tuesday morning with Parker Olson, who's also producing the shindig down in Madison Studio A2. I got a question for you.
Uh-oh.
You ever get so busy, like hit the ground running on your work day, that you have to get going and you're going and you're going and you realize you haven't even touched your coffee yet? You know, I withdraw the question because I realize I'm talking to Parker Olson here, who has probably never had a drop of coffee in his life. But you get the sentiment, right? Like you hit the ground and you're like, wait a minute, I didn't. Well, in your case, take a sip of water.
Yeah, no, there are many a days that I go, oh, I haven't done the thing that, like, keeps me sane.
I haven't done that, or for those of us with caffeinated beverages, I'm like, oh, I've been going and going, and I haven't had my coffee yet, and now I'm suddenly very tired. I'm now ready for a nap. But, you know, which happens for various reasons. In my case, I didn't sleep good the night before last, so I went to bed extra early last night. Didn't do all my homework. We've all been there. You get up in the morning and you go, oh, the school bus is coming. Pat, I didn't get my homework done. And then you go, either you didn't have your coffee or you didn't do breakfast, or, you know, I think I forgot to feed the dog, whatever the case may be. throws you a little off your game, but we're here now.
And we're here with you.
Yes. And we're here with you, even though you stayed up a little bit past your bedtime last night watching West Coast baseball.
Yes, I did. Yes,
why'd you do that? You know San Diego's out west, right? I mean, different time zone and everything.
This may come as a shock to you, Pat. I did know that. Yes, I was aware.
But you decided to watch a game that started at 8:30 at night.
Yeah. Now, see, I do pretty well on little sleep, which is probably a sentence I should not get used to saying out loud. But yeah, I don't know what it was. So for whatever reason, I just thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to watch the Brewers here, because I think this is why. I think I need to see them win after, like, they were right.
How did that work out for you?
Yeah, exactly.
And in extra innings as well, to add insult to injury.
I went to bed after the top of the 10th, I think.
Oh, okay. And both teams, so you saw the Brewers score in the top of the 10th.
Yeah, and I thought, you know what?
Okay, we're good. Nope, Padres scored in the bottom of the 10th. Yeah. The Brewers did not score in the top of the 11th, but the Padres did. Yeah. And they beat your three-time NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers last night. Final score was 5-4. Game two out on the West Coast will be tonight. Again, pregame starting at 8:05. Again, that might be past your bedtime. If that's the case, please know we'll tell you all about the score the next morning. Or call Parker if you're watching it, because he might be up.
Yeah, you can call me at 555.
Yeah, right. or call him, you know, at a little after 3 a.m. and make sure he's up and getting ready for work here.
So, I'll be up. I just won't be out of bed.
Yes, exactly. So the Brewers, you know, they're starting to wrap up the season. San Diego now clinching a playoff spot by beating the Brewers yesterday. So we're getting into that final week of things where the pieces are starting to fall in place for the playoffs, which last I looked at the brackets means the Brewers will get a first round bye, but it's quite likely they will either face these Padres or the Cubs. Again, this is not final yet, but the last bracket I saw, it looked like the Brewers would be going up against the winner of a Padres-Cubs series, but there's probably still time for that to change.
Yeah, I mean, there's it's always hard to predict that.
So
stuff.
We're not saying anything with finality by any stretch. Alicia puts up on YouTube. Oh yeah, I left the house this morning realizing I didn't take my vitamins. Yep, I've had that happen. She says, careful with that one, Parker. I had a doctor last week scold me for functioning on only 3 hours of sleep a night. Yeah, do not recommend that either.
I'm young and I would like to take advantage.
You hold on to that, buddy.
I would like to take advantage of this while I've got it, Pat.
That is actually something that Sherry and I still say, and we've been saying this for 40 years, is if we're in a parking lot and there's no spot that's open close by and we end up having to go further down the lane, we always end up saying the same thing. We're young, we can walk. And we're still saying it to this day, so we don't need the little sticker yet for the parking spaces in the front. So if young is how you feel, and that's how we feel walking in from parking lots about virtually nothing else in our lives, but we will definitely do that. Tony says on YouTube, when I was Parker, I could go days without sleep. I'm assuming he means when I was Parker's age, but if you two have some trans.
Yeah, we've got a little Freaky Friday thing.
There
going
we go.
On
quickly.
Here.
Yeah. Parker's age. He clarifies there. So
days
could go days without sleep.
I don't think I've ever gone more than one night without sleep.
Yeah, no. That's just not recommended. I mean, you can, and anybody can pull the all-nighter, because again, you've got to do the term paper or the work project or you're traveling, whatever the case may be. But boy, when you extend that into a second night, things get really dicey, and suddenly you forget things like maybe putting the coffee pot underneath and turning on the switch. Coffee brews all over your counter. I'm just saying, you know.
Oops.
We're here to tell you to get your rest. We'll be here in the mornings, but, you know, go to bed at a decent hour. As you've seen the comments already coming in, you are very much welcome to do the same. We'd love to have you along. All you got to do is head over to the Up North News Facebook page or YouTube page, or the Civic Media Facebook page or YouTube page, put comments there, or the Civic Media app and use the text feature there. And you will need that text feature less than an hour from now with our Go for the Green and Gold text to win contest. It is back, and it's a little bit different than Free Ticket Friday, which we don't have anymore. Free Ticket Friday, we gave you the text or the keyword for the whole 3 hours from 6 to 9 a.m. and you had the whole 3 hours to, you know, text it in and be entered in for the tickets. That's not how these contests work. These text to win contests, they have different keywords 7 times throughout the day.
That's a lot of chances.
But you've only got that hour to do it. So we're going to give you the word right after the 7 o'clock news this morning, and you got to text it in by 8 o'clock, and then be listening in the 9 a.m. hour with Jane and Greg from At and Air on Air for that word and so forth throughout the course of the day. But again, you can use that Civic Media app to text us your messages, your questions, your comments, your chocolate chip cookie recipes. Whatever the case may be.
Yeah, do that. I like that idea. Do that.
Yeah. Roger puts on Facebook, sleep is the most intelligent thing I do all day. Yep. Tony says, can't pull all-nighters anymore. It was because I worked midnights, and that really messed things up.
Okay.
I totally believe that. Look, we get up early to do this show. There's no mistaking that. However, I've got, you know, friends in the TV and the radio business too, but TV business, where to get ready for a newscast that begins at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, they get up a little after midnight, you know, maybe 1:15, something like that, to get ready and go into work. And a producer will have already been working, you know, starting it right after the 10 o'clock news at night to get things going.
That's
a shift I've never had to work regularly, and I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah, a buddy of mine just got a job at one of the TV stations in Madison, and he's like, yeah, my hours are like 10 p.m. to like 6. Like, oh no. Yeah.
And look, if that is your thing for a while, like, I don't know, a year or 2 years, something like that.
Yeah.
I guess I get that. You can kind of sort of get used to it enough. What I don't get, and what frankly angers me that some people have to do this, is the number of employers who now have people, well, you're going to work overnights for like a week, and then you're going to have a few days off, and then you're going to work the first shift for a week or two, and then you're going to have a couple days off, and then you're going to be working second shift. I mean,
no.
And I guess maybe it's because that way it's tough to find people who will permanently work overnight, but that's just cruel to your entire workforce.
I know. Yeah, that's really messed up. That does a lot of harm to the well-being of those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not good. And I get that there have to be jobs all around the clock in various industries. I'm thankful for the people who do it, but hey, just make sure you're taking good care of them then, you know. Yeah. Tony noting rightly, the best thing about midnights, the bosses were never there. Yep, that's true. Alicia says a lot of unions do that kind of thing too. Yep, I suppose you got to share the load, share the responsibility. So whatever it is, whether it is moving shift work around, moving people around, or people who are permanent third shifters, you got to be good to them. You just be good to those folks, because if they're doing it, if it is an essential job, then we should be all the more thankful. If we remembered nothing from the pandemic years, it's the essential workers and what we can do. On the text line, somebody who claims to be Dr. Kristen Lyerly from the Green Bay area says nurses work those kinds of shifts all the time. Yes, I know. That's kind of where it came from there. I've got a little experience with somebody who delivers babies on the overnight shift and has to do those call shifts where you start at like 7 p.m. or 7 a.m. on a Friday, and you finish at 7 a.m. on a Monday, or, you know, things that are equally ridiculous, like during residency, where Sherry would sometimes be awake and or on duty for like 100 hours a week.
Yeah.
Oh, and God. Keep in mind, a week only has what, 138 hours or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
I understand that they don't almost literally kill residents to that degree like they used to in the olden days.
Yeah.
But, you know, suffering breeds character, right? Yeah, but it also breeds bad outcomes.
Yeah, I would really hate to see what emergency room looks like at 2 a.m. on a Saturday night. You got to get some interesting folk.
Oh, yes, you do. And again, we'll ask Kristen about her rotations. Sherry has had some interesting ones when she did rotations at what was, I believe it was still called Milwaukee County General Hospital or something like that before Freighter came in. And yeah, ERs in the middle of the night there, Hennepin County in Minneapolis. You get all kinds,
all kinds
of stories. Yes. And Alicia says that she used to do 1900 hours to 0700 on the flight deck. So yeah, 12 hours on the flight deck overnight. That's a full one. Let's get you to Brittany Merlot's statewide forecast. She says leftover showers may linger as that weather system sits to our south, but a dry stretch and a warm up are around the corner. The state forecast for today: thick fog chances in the morning, mixed sky, spotty light showers possible, highs in the upper 60s to low 70s, a light northeast wind, partly cloudy, patchy fog tonight, low 50s up north, mid 50s tonight in the south, again, a light northeasterly wind. We'll be talking to congressional candidate Laura Benjamin from the 3rd Congressional District about last night's Eau Claire City Council meeting and reaction to the Charlie Kirk assassination. But coming up next, Donald Trump's Tylenol headaches. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Swing big at Big Fish Golf Club in Hayward, bringing you the golf for the green and gold. Text to win on WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Mention Big G and get $20 off your next round. Hurry, offer ends October 31st.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 Highway 63 Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for the Midwest Farm Report, with me, Pam Yonke.
What else is coming up today? I'm glad you asked. I'll be glad to tell you. Hans Breitenmoser and Sheila Everhart. Hans is a dairy farmer up near Merrill. Sheila Everhart is with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. We're going to talk with Sheila about pumpkin patches and corn mazes and all the fun things you can do on farms around Wisconsin in the fall. I mean, ask the farmer's permission first. Don't just show up and go running through somebody's field and pretend it's a maze. We're talking about the organized ones here. That'll be coming up this morning as well. That's at 7:35. And let me make sure I got the time right, talking to Laura Benjamin, congressional candidate from Eau Claire. She'll be on at about 7:10, right after the 7 o'clock news, Brittany Merlot's forecast, and the keyword for our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. That'll be followed by Laura Benjamin around 7:10, and then we'll talk to Hans Breitenmoser and Sheila Everhart around 7:35. And then, of course, it's Tuesday, so we got our Tuesday tag team. We've got Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area talking about state politics, including the, shall we say, interesting web browsing history of one of the family values candidates. And we'll also have Cam Stevenson from Courier Newsroom. He has a newsletter, Below the Beltway, that he does from the nation's capital, and we'll talk live to him about what the Trump administration has been doing, sending U.S. troops to a third American city without really any kind of justification. So that's what's coming up, and if you cannot stick around for it, you know the drill. by now. And at some point, you're going to miss enough things to go, all right, I'll get over to Spotify. I will look up Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, or I'll just look up Wisconsin politics, and it'll pop up in the search there. And then follow along, and you'll find yourself getting into a habit, if not every day, then every so often, of going, oh, let me catch up on one of those shows, and do that through Spotify or through Apple, wherever you get your podcast, and follow along with the show there. We'd love to have you as a follower. You know where else we'd love to have you as a follower? Yeah, as the newsletter. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com, and you can sign up there for our newsletters, the weekday one, and our special Sunday morning one about Wisconsin politics. There, for all the things we're talking about, there's one thing we're really not talking about: the potential of a government shutdown. And I believe, this is how long the day was yesterday. I actually have to go look and make sure my article about the shutdown actually made it to the website. I believe it did before things got to an end. Yep, there it is, right at the top. Do you feel immune to a government shutdown? Is it just some distant thing that people are yapping about in Washington, D.C.? Well, think again. And in my article, I list all the different ways that a government shutdown can affect you. So again, you can get that and that Sunday morning question of the week of who gets blamed most for a government shutdown through our website, upnorthnewswi.com. There is a bit of a Tylenol headache going around the White House right now. Of course, they can't take Tylenol, so maybe they're taking ibuprofen, I guess, because the president, not a doctor, and the Health and Human Services Secretary, also not a doctor, are now officially putting out a warning that claims that acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol, could have some kind of a link to autism. That's not necessarily so, but let's hear it directly from not a doctor, Donald Trump.
Effective immediately, the FDA will be notifying physicians that the use of acetaminophen, is that okay? Which is basically commonly known as Tylenol, during pregnancy can be associated with a very increased risk of autism.
It's got an increased risk of a headache listening to him talk about acetaminophen in that way. Acetaminophen, Tylenol, has not been around that terribly long, 60 some years. Autism's been around, a little bit longer. And this is that classic case of, how do they put it, causation versus correlation. I mean, it's up there with saying, 80% of pregnant women also drink water regularly. So water causes autism. The link is just not that strong. I'm not telling you it's zero. I'm not giving you medical advice here. I'm telling you that you do not put out that kind of a warning about a potential link without a lot more evidence. And the evidence just isn't there. Dr. Kristen Lierley has been on here multiple times talking about this, and we'll talk about it again. The main thing here is that if you are concerned about a pregnancy and autism risks and what to take for pain relief, the single best thing you can do is not listen to a politician, not listen to a guy on the radio, not go to Dr. Google, but to talk to your own doctor or healthcare professional and get all the information you can that is fact-based, and then make your own determination. But don't listen to a president who's pronouncing, acetaminophen like Porky Pig. That's just not how that should work for your best health. But the other reason for Tylenol to maybe be passed around the White House is Jimmy Kimmel's not gone. Jimmy Kimmel's not going away. Jimmy Kimmel's coming back tonight. ABC's putting him back on. There do not appear to be much, if any, strings attached that we know about publicly after he was, suspended indefinitely for things that he said, which was not really about anything that he said. It was about pressure from the head of the FCC and from the president of the United States. But one thing that has really become known in the past week here is that there has begun a backlash to the backlash. The initial backlash to reaction to Charlie Kirk's life and legacy in the wake of his murder was a classic case of overreach, as we saw Derek Van Orden, Donald Trump, and others want to trample all over the First Amendment. And no doubt, ABC, like others, said, yeah, that might have been some overreach. Why don't we reel this back in and not infringe on people's freedom of expression? So Jimmy Kimmel will be back tonight. Today's history lesson will be up next. Live from the lake, I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
The Buzz of the North, 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Wisconsin is home to some of the most innovative agricultural research groups working to better the industry for the future. One of these groups is the Michael Fields Institute. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. And recently, the Institute added Chuck Andaris as their policy director. He is here to share what the overarching goal is for his new position. We'll listen into that right after this.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rinkseed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming, because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Now let's listen into Chuck Andaris giving us a look into what his overarching goal is.
Kind of the overarching goals are, we want policies. We want the way I think about policy, basically to back up, is like the policy context that people live within, kind of, it doesn't determine what's possible, but it determines what's likely, essentially. And so the kind of policy context that we're in right now is the most likely outcome, say, for like a dairy farm has been for the last generation, is to go out of business.
Chuck Andaris, the new policy director at the Michael Fields Institute. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at the markets right after this.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are moving. The downward slide continues to start the day with cash and new crop corn down 1.25 at 420.5 and cash and new crop soybeans down 3.75 at 10.07.25. December wheat is down 1.5 at 509.25. Class A milk is also seeing losses with October contracts down 12 cents at 1674 hundredweight and November contracts down 14 cents at 1621 hundredweight. Taking a look at the markets from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog through mid-morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows near 50. On Wednesday, some clouds to start, then increasing sunshine. A nice day with highs right around 70. Right now, it's 57.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, Dr. Kristen Lierley, who joins me in studio. Then Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin talks about fall events. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Well, obviously, we're going to start today's history lesson with the boss and wish a happy birthday to Bruce Springsteen. He's 76 years old today. But even as we wish him a happy birthday, Parker and I are listening to Hungry Heart there and realizing that there's a lot of songs in the past that sometimes we maybe romanticize. And then you actually go back and listen to the lyrics. Got a wife and kids in Baltimore, Jack. I went out for a ride and I never went back.
Yeah.
And we say, oh, he's a rebel. He's got a hungry heart. He's out there seeing the world. No, he's a deadbeat dad.
He's having an affair, I think.
This is a song about a deadbeat dad. And we're making it sound like, oh, what a guy, huh?
Yeah, that's the problem with music. It can make a really horrible thing sound awesome.
Yeah. Look, I can't fit everything in every day's history lesson. One of the songs that got dropped, but is right up in there as well. This day in 1972 was the Mac Davis song, Baby, Baby, Don't Get Hooked on Me, with the lyric, you know, I'll just use you and I'll set you free.
Oh.
Just so much romance in those in those early rock and roll hits. But back to Bruce Springsteen, who, again, is a national treasure. Great in every sense of the way. I just picked an interesting song there to start things off with Hungry Heart.
I mean, what else would you start with?
There you go. 76 years old today. Born the same day as Ray Charles, who was born this day in 1930. Ray Charles Robinson was born this day in 1930, passed away in 2004, blinded by glaucoma at age 7 as a kid in Georgia. He would add gospel elements to form new types of music that would become known as soul and rock. For the umpteenth time, I will again mention the podcast that I'm listening to, A History of Rock and Roll in 500 Songs. And because don't listen to me. I'm doing a terrible job of trying to explain how it is that Ray Charles did to music that basically created the soul genre.
Okay.
You just hear it and you go, yeah, that's what he did.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how, but he did, you know?
Yeah. It is weird to think about the evolution of music.
It is. And when somebody tips you off to it and then you hear it, you go, oh yeah, there it is. That, you know, because I could play several different types of Ray Charles music. I mean, we could do soul, we could do country. He's done, of course, you know, adult contemporary. He's done it all. Yeah. And they all sound good, whereas other people, if they try to any other lane, you're like, no, that's not gonna work.
Yeah, no, this is good. I like this.
Ray Charles, he can get it done.
Oh yeah.
Also born this day in 1926, jazz saxophonist John Coltrane. John Coltrane passed away much too soon in 1967 at the age of 40. On this day in 2003 was the premiere of the original NCIS on CBS. And much like Law and Order and some of these others, I mean, there have been so many installments. Now there's what, NCIS Milwaukee? I don't know what they're going to do
next.
It
wouldn't surprise me.
NCIS Bloomer, you know?
Palm Beach, I think.
Yep, but No, what's the new one? Sydney, Australia, right?
Yeah, yeah. That sounds familiar. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't. The
original. This day, 22 years ago, on this day in 1957, we knew there was going to be playoff baseball in Milwaukee. The old Milwaukee Braves clinched the National League pennant this day in 1957 after beating the St. Louis Cardinals. Let's see, another birthday today. The late Jerry Corbetta was born this day in 1947. He was the lead vocalist of a 60s group known as Sugarloaf.
Green-eyed lady, lovely lady, strolling slowly towards the sun.
Born this day in 1943, Julio Iglesias, making him 82 years old today, native of Madrid, Spain. Actor Jason Alexander is 66 years old today. Do you think he minds being pegged as George Costanza for the rest of his life? Because he's had so many other roles. I mean, he had a great role on Young Sheldon when that was on,
really?
For example. Or do you figure he's like, I was on one of the biggest shows ever, and the residual checks are still cashing, so I'm good.
Yeah, I kind of think he's like that. He's also done some Broadway stuff, I think. He's a
He does a lot of Broadway.
Well.
And like his early movies, like Pretty Woman with Julia Roberts, Richard Gere, he plays a big-time jerk. He plays the bad guy, which was fine at that point, but now having done Seinfeld, you look back at the movie and go, I can't. I'm not buying it. Jason Alexander is a bad guy.
There's a clip of him. I forget who he's talking to. I want to say it's Johnny Carson, but I'm pretty sure I'm wrong. He's talking about how their contracts on Seinfeld basically broke television financials. Like, they were so absurdly well paid that it just, like, ruined everything for TV forever.
Well, good. I mean, because, I mean, before, no, seriously, you had the actors who were in shows that took off huge in the 60s and 70s, and they'd get, like, nothing. Or they'd get these residual checks for, like, 3 cents, you know, or something.
Yeah.
So if it means it's not going, you know, for some executive to buy a fifth house, I'm okay with that. That's okay. Skylar Astin, you saw him in Pitch Perfect in the movies there. He was in that recent TV series, So Help Me Todd. He is 38 years old today. On the music charts in history, on this day in 1957, Buddy Holly and the Crickets had the number one song. The title apparently came from a line of dialogue from John Wayne in the movie The Searchers, and the way that John Wayne said, that'll be the day, and Buddy Holly turned it into that. On this day in 1967, the number one song was by the Box Tops.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane, ain't got time to take a fast train, lonely days are gone, I'm a going home.
No. Let me tell you this. Listen to the next line. He was 16 when he sang this.
Huh?
Yeah. Turn that up. Listen to him. Does that guy sound 16 years old?
No.
Yeah,
hard.
Alex
hard,
Chilton.
Hard no.
16 years old at that point.
That's
when The Letter by the Box Tops went to number one. Huh. And then we'll jump way ahead to 2003 when Outkast put out the album Speaker Box, which had the big hit Hey Ya. Hey ya, hey ya. It's
hey
a Midwestern
ya.
Thing. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya. And this one. And then, let's see, we got, I do have one more. I should turn the page and I would have found it right here because it's one of my favorite songs. It's in my top five favorite songs of all time. And I wanted to make sure we ended the segment with it. So we're going back to 1977 when Steely Dan released their sixth album, Asia, A-J-A, Asia, a collection of what's called meticulous and mysterious songs, including a couple of my favorites. There's Black Cow, and then there's Deacon Blues. I like the line at the end of the chorus. They call Alabama the Crimson Tide. Call me Deacon Blues. It's like, can you just give yourself a nickname like that? You know?
I guess.
They call
if
Wisconsin
it's that good.
The Badgers. Call me whatever. I've never thought of giving myself a nickname. Those are things usually bestowed upon you by others. Sometimes in admiration. Sometimes you just have to own what they give you.
I had a nickname bestowed upon me at Whitewater because I was doing a lot of sports reporting. Uh-oh. You know Adrian Wojnarowski for NBA insider guy, basically?
Oh, Woj, yes.
Yes, I became known as Whitewater Woj.
Whitewater Woj?
Yeah. I was like, you know what? That's pretty good.
Whitewater Woj.
I'll keep that one.
I do like that. I hope you wore that one as a badge of honor.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Whitewater Woj. Well, I wish we'd have known about that before. That kids, that's how it's going to stick. Sometimes you listen to something and you go, where did that ever come from? Well, on this show, it started right here when you hear from Whitewater Woj. So, on this day in 2017, President Trump withdrew an invitation to the White House for the NBA champion Golden State Warriors after Steph Curry said he didn't want to attend. So Trump pulled the invitation for, why don't I have a crying baby sound effect ready for this?
Because
Because a snowflake can't make a sound, so I have to have something else that I should have had at the ready. But anyway, there he is.
There you go. We had a pause, Steely Dan. I'm sorry about that, but you know what?
No, that is totally fine. Yeah. Let's see. And on this day in 2020, also still in his first term, President Trump refused to commit to a peaceful transfer of power after the November election if he were to lose to Joe Biden. And of course, he did not. Today is International Day of Sign Languages. Today is Snack Stick Day. Do you like snack sticks? You know, your Slim Jims and things like that.
Usually,
Jack Links.
I'm more of a string cheese kind of guy.
A string cheese,
as
you
may guess.
That's your snack stick. Yes. Your snack stick. Gotcha.
But you know what? Okay. I 100% could get behind some Slim Jims or something like that. Okay. I'm down with that.
There's definitely a time and place, and especially if you're a deer hunter or if you know somebody who's a deer hunter and they don't mind sharing, there's some meat markets around Wisconsin. There's Bob's up here in Bloomer. There's one down in Osseo, and the name escapes me right now. But boy, the snack sticks that some of these local meat producers make with a little bit of venison, sure, along with some pork or some beef or something. Yeah. And then spices. Oh, my goodness. So good.
Just I'm getting
so
hungry.
Good. I know. It's also International Pot Pie Day. And that's one of my goals. I've made a lot of good things in my cast iron skillet and stuff, but I still want to get good at making a pot pie.
Yeah, that's a good call.
I think that would be great. Left you just over a minute. You want to pitch us a really good entertainment story for the day here?
Yeah, sure. Let's go to hot ones. We were just talking a little bit about food. Let's keep with the food.
The chicken wing hot sauce thing?
You go on. It's an interview thing. And the interviewer, his name is Sean Evans. He is like an insanely good interviewer. And apparently he works with it's like three people that do that show. It's like the executive producer, him, and his brother. And I do not think that there are a lot of people that could work that well with their brother, and I just kind of had to highlight
Oasis
that.
Comes to mind. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
So what's our story?
That's all I got for you, Pat, there.
That's the story? That there's this show and the guy does it with his brother?
There was a little feature there that I saw. I think it was in CNN. I was like, yeah, you know what? Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I like hot ones. I just want to know if you think that you can do hot ones.
No, absolutely not. And I love spicy foods, but not crazy hot foods. Maya Rudolph as Beyonce doing a takeoff skit on the hot ones, that's comedy gold. I love her as Beyonce. That's today's history lesson. We will be talking to congressional candidate Laura Benjamin coming up in the next hour. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
Big Fish Golf Club in Hayward is teeing up with the Go for the Green and Gold text to win on WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Say my name, Big G, and slice $20 off your next round, now through October 31st.
The Buzz of the North is now your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
Fly ball, right field, it is deep, it is gone!
Milwaukee Brewer baseball on 96.9 WBZH, the Buzz of the North.
Fly ball, deep right, back, two, back!
Milwaukee Brewer baseball on 96.9 WBZH.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Big Fish Golf Club in Hayward is teeing it up with the goal for the green and gold text to win on WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Say my name, Big G, and slice $20 off your next round now through October 31st.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power Are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at score.org.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yankee here. You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. Spooner Homecoming dress-up days today is Hawaiian. I think I would fit in just nicely there. Again, Homecoming dress-up days today is Tuesday, and it is Hawaiian dress for their Homecoming week. Walk-in flu shots are available at 9 o'clock at the Essentia Hayward Clinic. For more information, go to essentiahealth.org/flu. For times and locations, again, walk-in flu shots available at Essentia Health Clinic in Hayward. Flu vaccines are covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most private insurance companies. Make your own greeting cards happening at the Hayward Resource Center, located at 15856 East 5th Street in Hayward. Starting at 9:30, you can make your own greeting cards and all the supplies will be provided. Make up to four cards for only $3 each in the upper level of the Hayward Senior Resource Center. Starting at 9:30, make your own greeting cards. Looking to add joy and song to your week? Well, join the Northern Lights Choir. This is a community choir that has been specifically designed to foster friendships and create safe, supported community for people living with dementia and their care partners through the shared joy of music. Northern Lights is a member of the Giving Voice Network, an initiative that is supporting choirs like this across the globe. They will be meeting at 10 o'clock today until noon with a social time after the rehearsal. They are meeting at the Shell Lake Arts Center, 605 First Street in Shell Lake. The location has street parking and a side alley entrance ramp for wheelchairs and walkers and close accessible bathrooms. There's no cost for this, so come on and join the Northern Lights Choir at the Shell Lake Arts Center on Tuesday at 10 a.m. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be open at 10 o'clock. This is located at the Spider Lake Youth Center, located at 11255 Highway 77 here in Hayward, just north of the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. They have lots of meats, produce, and vegetables available for anyone to come and get the food for the program, regardless of your financial situation. Again, the Spider Lake Church is located at 11255 Highway 77. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf opening up at 10 a.m. At 10:15 at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library, it's story time presented by the Northwest Connection Family Resources. Again, at the Hayward Library, starting at 10:15 until 10:45, story time at the library. Spooner Cross Country Varsity Invite will be at Barron High School at 4:30. Boys Soccer for Barron School will be at the Cumberland High School at 4:30. Boys Varsity Invitational for Solon Springs will be at Northwood Golf Course at 4:30. A Girl Scout meeting will be held at the Solon Springs School Cafeteria starting at 5 o'clock tonight. Again, Girl Scout meeting, Solon Springs Cafeteria School at 5 o'clock. Boys Varsity Soccer for Hayward is away, and they will be at Ashland High School starting at 5:30. Again, Boys Varsity Soccer for Hayward will be away game at Ashland High School starting at 5 o'clock. Celebrate Recovery is starting at 5:30 at the Hayward Wesleyan Church, located at 10655 Nyman Avenue here in Hayward. Celebrate Recovery is a faith-based recovery program helping you with your hurts, habits, or hang-ups. Again, Celebrate Recovery starting at 5:30 until 8 o'clock at the Hayward Wesleyan Church. Girls Varsity Volleyball for Hayward will be away game at Cameron High School starting at 7 p.m. Again, Girls Varsity Volleyball for Hayward will be away game at Cameron High School at 7 o'clock. On Wednesday, students at LCO School will have a half a day because of parent-teacher conferences later in the afternoon. So again, a half day for LCO School District kids on Wednesday due to parent-teacher conferences. Washburn County is having a caregiver conference starting at 8:30 until 3:30, being held at the Washburn County Wellness Center 50 Plus, located at 850 West Beaverbrook Avenue in Spooner. Lots of different speakers and breakout sessions available. A light breakfast and lunch are provided. Advanced registration is required. Please call 715-635-4460. Attendance is free, but space is limited. Again, call 715-635-4460. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Washburn County, again, is presenting a caregiver conference from 8:30 until 3:30 on Wednesday. Winter is just around the corner, and maybe you need some new wiper blades. Well, Timber Ford is offering free wiper blade giveaway Wednesday at 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. They will be at the corners of Highway B and K, right in front of Kubi's Coffee, from 9 until 3, passing out and installing free wiper blades from Timber Ford. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
Is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As the United Nations General Assembly convenes, the Secret Service says it cracked a plot that could have crippled telecommunications functions around the UN throughout New York City. The investigation's ongoing, but one source familiar with it tells ABC that authorities believe the plot's connected to the Chinese government. President Trump will address the UN today, a day after he suggested a link between acetaminophen use during pregnancy and autism. ABC medical correspondent Dr. Tara Narula says medical groups still say Tylenol is safe for pregnant women.
And contrary to what the president said, there is a downside to not treating fever and pain in pregnancy, which is preterm birth, birth defects, miscarriage, maternal anxiety and depression, and high blood pressure.
Closing arguments begin today in the trial of Ryan Ruth. He's the man of trying to kill then-candidate Donald Trump last year on a Florida golf course and is serving as his own lawyer. He faces life in prison. This is ABC News.